Hey guys, it's your girl Pamela Roxanne, and I'm here today to tell you about the playlists that are going to be featured throughout this episode. Now, the playlist for this episode is called Vibrate. It was just released last night, and it's only on iTunes. Now, if you go follow me on iTunes, you'll get a whole spectrum of playlists that are out there. There's not just one genre. There's a whole bunch of genres out there, and they're all by various artists picked out by me. And it's a whole entire party. Go party and shake that ass and let me know how it went in the comment section. Make sure you message me and let me know how that party was, because I want to know. And during this episode, you will listen to the Vibrate playlist. So get into that. I know it's going to be fan-fucking-tastic. Thank you so much for listening today. It's your girl, Pamela. Everybody, it's Pamela Roxanne, the baddest bitch in the land, honey, and I'm here with the dripping, juicy, waterful, wetterful, ocean-like, pond-similar, lake-adjacent, popping, locking, splishing, splashing, bubble bathing, hot topics, and what do you need? It's wet. It's sopping. Get a mop. It's wonderful, darling. Stick around for the rest of the show. We got a lot going on this week. We have our first event coming up as a group. It's at the Publicity Gun. It is an art show coming up in May. So you can get your tickets. Tickets will be available next week. And I will definitely be posting a link on my social media. So make sure that you follow Pamela Roxanne on everything under the sun. Get into the playlist on iTunes. They're wonderful. They're bops. I just released one yesterday called Vibrate. And it's me like brushing my teeth. You'll see it on Instagram. I mean, not on Instagram, on iTunes. If you just type Pamela Roxanne in there and follow me, all my playlists pop up and it's just a wonderful bop. I get good, really good reviews on those playlists. So y'all handle that. So anyway, we're gonna get into this little commercial break. And I'll be back with some more juicy, waterful, wonderful, ocean-like, pond adjacent. What else is there? Splishing, splashing. There's bubble bathing, and there's commercials. Okay, get into this, and I'll be right back with more juicy, waterful, wonderful hot topics. Brr. Everybody, it's your girl Pamela Roxanne, and I'm here with the juicy, waterful, wonderful, dripping, dropping, splishing, splashing, bubble bathing, hot topics in the land. They're really hot. They're really dope. They're really wet. Get a mop, okay? Get a mop. So anyway, the Wendy Williams debacle that's going on right now with her showing up to work like everything's peachy keen, when we all know that everything, she doesn't have a home to come back to. Like, he is totally like, get the dog, get the kids. But apparently that's actually allegedly, I just want to get that out there. So apparently Wendy Williams has checked out of the rehab facility that she recently told everybody that she was in, and that she's chilling with the stinking boys. Apparently they stunk too fucking bad, and she packed her shit and got the hell out of Dodge and stopped by the liquor store on the way, because apparently she was drunk and or either total wine, and got herself a drink and thought about her life decisions with Kevin Hunter and how this is really something that was been continuous for all these years. Because apparently the reason, and Charlamagne recently revealed this on The Breakfast Club, that the reason that him and Wendy don't fuck with each other anymore is because that back in the day, Wendy Williams' husband, Kevin Hunter, had a girlfriend called Sharina. And this is the same girl who had the baby last week on March 20th, which is my mom's birthday. That's absolutely crazy. And so Kevin thought that Charlamagne was trying to hook his girl up, his side chick up, with this guy named Wax. And you can see Wax on the Adele, and I mean, not the Adele, Lunel interview of The Breakfast Club. He comes out and Lunel twerks all on him. It's really funny. You should go watch it. It's really dope. And I support Lunel in whatever she does. She's absolutely fantastic. We love Lunel. If I could get her on this show, that would be fantastic. So moving forward and moving on, that's what happened. And apparently after Kevin Hunter thought that Charlamagne did that with Sharina, thought that he tried to hook Sharina up with Wax, He released him of all duties. He released him from the show. He told him, apparently he doesn't, Charlamagne doesn't know what Kevin told Wendy. So Wendy could be told anything under the sun, but maybe Wendy strikes me as the type of gal that knows some shit. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like she kind of maybe even might even know about Sharina and have her own side piece of her own. She could be fucking one of the Wendy staff, you know? She could be doing all types of things. And I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't put it past her because she seems like the type to dabble. And she seems like the type to trust in her man. And if her man wants some shit, I feel like she's liable to give it to him. And even though because there's Kevin has cheated on her before in the past, and that I believe that they if I don't get if I'm gonna get my story straight, I believe it was with Serena, and that's the one that he knew about because Wendy said that she heard him talking in the separate room, and she heard at the door what she heard, and then she came in and she I guess they had that conversation. But anyway, they're in a whole bunch of drama because of this. She keeps showing up at work. She's out of rehab now. She was hospitalized last week. She keeps showing up at work. That shit is crazy to me. She took 8 years off, but she keeps showing up drunk. Like, that's crazy. So, moving forward and moving on. Soulja Boy is out here selling video games, right? And you guys know that. I want to talk to Big Draco right now. We're going to have a personal conversation with Big Draco. I want to talk to you. I want to let you know, Big Draco, if this ever reaches your ears, if my voice can touch your soul, I just want to pull you in close and say, man, how invested are you in these video games? Because I think everything has a season. I think that letting go is freeing your hands for the future. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to convince you to leave this shit alone because people have been saying out here on these streets that you don't return emails from your business because it doesn't sh exist. Okay, shh. Stop reacting. Draco. Draco! Stop reacting. It doesn't exist. It's not real. You can't make a website for stuff to not make order forms and stuff for not stuff that's not real. If you by the by, if you ever have free time on your hands, go look on YouTube at people unboxing their Soulja Boy console. It's absolutely fantastic. People do not know what to expect. They hear rumors. It's like people, ordering like I have no idea, like a mystery box of shit. Like people have no idea what they're about to order, and they open it. Some people like it, some people don't. It's really just go see. It's dope. Anyhow, to who these things? Apparently, he's getting more orders for them than he can handle because I mean that's good that business is booming, but you got to do a lot of refunds, honey. You're gonna have to talk to these people and tell them that this shit, shh, it's not real. Tell them that it's not real. Let them know. Tap somebody and let them know that you got yourself in a hole here and you just said some shit one day and tried to do it with $20 in a Shopify account. Okay? Tell them. Let them know that this is not ready. You're not ready. You know what I'm saying? Use lubrication. Okay, Big Draco, that's what I want to say. I hope it reaches your ears. I hope people, because that's not really good look for you to, I mean, for you to be selling technology, I feel like it should be upper echelon technology, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you're going to do it. Because when Dre comes out with headphones, everybody wants them. But when you come out with a video game, it's copyrighted material. It's not original. You know what I'm saying? At least it could have been like a shoot 'em up game, like something to, like, I guess, like sister to Grand Theft Auto, like a special, maybe even like a VR game, something original, man, because that, still in Mario Kart, you got Nintendo keep sending letters, you know what I'm saying? PlayStation ain't playing this shit, they sending people, you know what I'm saying? There's cars coming through here with PlayStation on the side, like what? Like what? Soulja Boy, cut it out. Anyway, get into this good old break. We're gonna get into this song from the Pamela Roxanne playlist. It is this playlist came out yesterday. It's called Vibrate. Go get it. It's Pamela Roxanne Presents Vibrate. It's on iTunes only. But I'm giving you this sneak peek on Anchor. If you're only this is only available on Anchor. If you're not on Anchor, then you're gonna get a commercial and that's it. But if you want some dessert with your coffee, girl, go ahead over to Anchor so you can get the musical experience with the show, because I feel like it fits better. Like, you get the groove in the midst and you get to party with me and you get to know what this party is about, because I can't give you a beat, but I can show you this beat. You know what I'm saying? I can show you this good old beat, but I can't give it to you. You know, ain't nobody about to spit on no beat. Okay. Getting to the song is Pamela Roxanne's playlist, and this one is called Vibrate. Now, I don't know what song is about to play, but I'm sure it's fan fucking tastic. Go get it, and we'll get right back into these hot topics. So I want to talk about Jussie Smollett before I get the hell out of here. Okay, you guys, I'm back with hot topics. I just want to touch on Jussie Smollett getting out of jail, because I'm really shocked by that outcome, because I really didn't know what to expect, but nobody really could have told me that this was going to happen. I really either thought that it was going to be jail time or some type of probation type thing, because in my mind, I guess it's like I did, like I said before, like we share the same birthday, and I did have that mean something to me, so that's special. And I feel like we're a lucky bunch. Like, if you look at some people with our same birthday, I feel like, look at Lana Del Rey, for example, I feel like a lot of her career is luck. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's talent in there as well, of course, and there's artistry in that. But I feel like it's more art than it is necessarily skillful, if that makes perfectly sense without being insulting, because I do actually love Lana Del Rey and a lot of her songs. So, and I was fascinated with it when I first found her. But, you know, the thing about it is somebody somewhere was doing that before her, but I guess not to that angle. And it's just finding that angle and things like that. And I feel like people born near my birthday, not specifically on that day, but near Paula Abdul, who else? Solange Knowles, being Beyonce's sister, you know, just things like that. That's incredibly lucky. So, her music, and where that is literally hit or miss with people. Like, her music is such a weird particular sound that people are so hit and miss with, and you couldn't pay a lot of Black people to listen to stuff like that, like maybe just as short as like 5 years ago, and now it's like all the rage and just all over everywhere. But Jussie Smollett, he's out, all charges have been dropped. That's really baffling to me. It's something that we're really gonna have to look into with the people. Apparently Donald Trump is trying to get this under investigation by the FBI, and I really feel like there are better things that we could be doing with our tax dollars. Like, this was, after all, like, this was like a fake event. Like, you know, this was just for his punishment, which we've already decided there'll be none. If you want to go further into this, then I don't like, that should come out of your pocket. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you want to hire a private eye or pay people's salaries and things like that. But as far as using tax dollars for things like that, they should, all the celebrity bullshit, like, you know what I'm saying? That's bullshit. Like, you know, literally the only person that got hurt was the victim. I mean, the victim was the attacker, you know? So what do you do there? And I feel like that's a dead end road to lead to, you know, is diverting from attention from him and his horrible presidency right now, and a whole lot of things going on with that right now. But we don't really talk politics up here, but that is something that's going on in the news. But since Donald Trump is a celebrity, we, you know, he comes up. So yeah, that was the basis of the Jussie Smollett thing. If there are more updates in the future, then I'm going to tell you. He was nominated for NAACP award. I'm not even sure if he won the award, because I believe it was yesterday night, and I haven't been paying attention, girl. I'm working. So I have to find that out. But as far as I know, you know, I were him, I wouldn't go. I don't know if he did show or not, but Wendy gave him a whole plan. Wendy Williams gave him a whole plan on the show for going, but I say don't go. You know, if it was me, I wouldn't show, even for being nominated. I would have someone accept in my behalf. Especially after all that Tupac, you remember when he said he was the new gay Tupac? And that was all to the extreme. Like, all of this has been very dramatic, and I just really don't know how to feel about this outcome. Like, you know, like, there's just a whole lot of factors here, like, that just don't point to you were telling the truth. And the fact that all the charges were dropped and nothing will ever be seen, you know what I'm saying? So we really just have to look at it for face value and just leave it at, what do you believe? So, if you're asking me, I believe that, I guess I'm siding on the side that he did it. I guess I'm that way. I guess I think that he did it, and I believe that he committed it. Do you think that? Do comment in the comments. Let me know how you feel about the Jussie Smollett situation, because that is a mind fuck right there. Like, that is literally sprinkles of information here, sprinkles of information here, and then we already have the preset of cops against black people and trying to set people up and just trying to convict people for no reason, using tax dollars for stupid things, such as prison sentencing and things like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's ridiculous and for stupid shit, especially if the victim is the attacker, and that is the case. So, at least to my knowledge and to what I feel, it is the case. It's not literally case because we'll never know. But that's my two cents on the topic. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I gotta get the hell out of here. I gotta make moves, honey. So, make sure you follow me on Pamela Roxanne on everything under the sun, and there'll be more hot topics in the future. We are going to take a little hiatus for a few weeks, and you guys can enjoy this break. It'll just be me. Cash Talk is still running. Inaj and Fire Conversations will be premiering, and you guys can get into that while I am gone, girl. And then you can always head over to the Pink Pearl Network, and they have stuff going on over there all the time. The Talking Tip podcast is lit, and she has Comedy Minute now, which with Austin, and he's dope and funny and just really dope talent. And I'm just really grateful and blessed to be working with these people. And I want to thank them all. Thank you, all of you, for cooperating and working with me under the publicity gun and making things happen out here. So, with that being said, let's get the hell out of here. Let's make things happen this week. It's Pamela Roxanne, the baddest bitch in the land. And I will be back soon.